This episode of The Instance is brought to you in part by Audible.com. For a free audiobook of your choice from over 150,000 titles, go to audiblepodcast.com/wow. And by Squarespace.com. For a free trial, no credit card needed, go to Squarespace.com and give it a shot. Make a great website, online portfolio, and more. If you decide to stay, use the code WOW12 at checkout. That's Squarespace.com. If it's not the color of the skin that makes you an orc, what is it?
It's the blood and honor within your veins.
the blood on your face.
You are listening to The Instance.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Instance. This is The Instance, the World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. My name is Scott Johnson, episode 349.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
350.
349. Oh, 350. Holy shite. You're
it's
right.
It's 350, Scott. Why do you think I'm here? It's a big deal. Right?
Thank goodness somebody's paying attention. It's Friday, December 6th, 2013.
You should say the date.
It's 2014, Scott.
What?
God.
Oh, shite.
You've dated the show by saying the date.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh,
did I
screw it up? Scott had no idea.
I really didn't know.
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be great if it was a different year? You know how much stuff I would feel like I didn't get done?
It's almost 2014.
Yeah.
Scott, how long were you out for when you had your eye operation? What year is this?
Why are my pants off? What's happening?
It's been a zombie apocalypse.
Pretty bad.
There's a zombie apocalypse all over your pants.
Indeed.
I'm sorry.
We have the entire team back together today. It's great to be back, everybody. Hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving last week. And was that last week?
Or if you're Canadian, 4 weeks ago.
Months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. In February, whenever the hell you guys celebrate it.
Was it 300 years ago? I don't know when we had ours.
Yeah, what are you guys thankful for over there? Anything?
Not being associated with Americans too closely anymore, really.
Finally getting that monkey off your back, huh? Yeah.
That's good. No, I feel like you guys have a lot to be thankful for. You have the Irish are okay with you now.
On the whole,
depends on
who you ask.
Yeah.
Okay. You got your Doctor Who's. Couldn't be more popular right now.
Yeah, that's right.
50, the Doctor Who's.
What was it? 50 years.
50 years.
What the hell was going on here?
50
that's
freaking
crazy.
Years. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's longer than most people have even known of Doctor Who.
Right.
Yeah. And yet, every episode that ever has happened in Doctor Who, the Simpsons have done it.
Right. So, of course. Yeah. So take that, Britain. It's good to, but it is good to be all back. And we missed last week for the holiday and various things that were going on, but big stuff went down, and we'll get to all that in a minute. Some of it sad. Some of it might be, well, here, this might remind some of us of what's going on.
I'm Ghostcrawler. I am totally off the leash, and you were listening to The Instance.
He's totally off the leash now.
Well, he doesn't even have a leash anymore.
Release
the
crab.
He's not Ghostcrawler anymore. He's just Greg.
Yeah, he's, what is it? Occupy G Street.
To me, damn it.
Isn't that right? Occupy G Street is his new Twitter account.
Oh, is that what his thing is?
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's totally
it. That's a really weird. Why did he go with that?
Well, you know the whole Occupy Wall Street thing.
Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Greg Street.
Because he's a funny guy.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't find that funny. I think he's making light of a very serious thing about there being like a 1%.
But he is the 1%.
So,
he never
says. I don't get that. Then if
he's cool with it,
he's still got the crab. That's copyright of Blizzard Entertainment. He's not allowed that.
No. He can't have the name. He can't have the crab.
And his current designer, someplace cool.
Is that what he wrote?
Yeah, on his thing.
I got
a ghost call on World of Warcraft, Death Shrimp on Age of Empires, Marine Scientist.
Yeah, that was his name on there. A lot of people don't know this, but he was the voice of the lo-lo-lo guy on Age of Empires. That's not true. I made that up. he did say this, though.
Love Dungeon.
All right, Love Dungeon.
Love Dungeon. There we go.
So we'll talk
That's
more about him.
That's why he got let go.
Yeah, because of his Love Dungeon.
On. But it's because we actually caught him on record saying Love Dungeon.
He's got a special place in the Blizzard basement where he keeps his
That's
apparatus.
You know, like they say, like 5 years you get the sword, mm-hmm. you know, 10 years you get the shield. After only just a few weeks in the systems team, you get the whip, that's all kept down in the Love Dungeon.
Exactly. So. Secret words and all. So there you go.
If you don't put the lotion on, you know, it gets the hose.
It gets the hose again.
You got to get the lotion on the skin. I understand. So we'll talk more about that. We got a lot to say about that. In the meantime, a couple of quick things up top about what we've been doing in the game. And otherwise, I did want to make sure people were aware that if you wanted to drink your coffee or whatever beverage you prefer in the morning in style, then I would point your eyeballs to theinstance.net/store, because therein you will find the brand new Instance mug, coffee mug.
Really now?
With our fat,
I'm drinking coffee out of this stupid mug.
I know,
here.
Dude. And we will get.
Oh, she's got a logo on. Why is it not our faces? I thought you said it was our mugs.
Well, yeah. It's gross to have our faces there.
It should be us without our shirts on.
Oh,
geez. Yeah. When are we going to do the calendar, by the way?
When you put hot beverage into it,
yeah,
all our clothes come off.
The shirts go. Yeah. I was going to say the shirts go back on, but all right.
We will make sure you both will have one, of course. We'll get those mailed out. But everybody who is interested, they're inexpensive, they're cool, and they will hold your beverage. If we put our shirtless selves on there, though, this would just make people stop drinking coffee.
And just stare at mugs all day long. Yeah. I understand.
Terpster.
I wish I had the body of a mug.
Why does he have three nipples? That's what people will say.
They say, wow, he's endowed. No, that's the handle. So
I've been raiding. We raided last night, did the Pride for Shaw of Pride. He got that far anyway.
Did
in
take
one
him
night.
Down a notch?
We killed him. So if that's a notch,
you,
yes.
You feel pride from that achievement? Or were you humbled?
I felt a little prideful.
Yeah.
About it?
Well, yeah, it just goes to show who actually won, who was the real victor there, the Shah of Pride or you. You seem to display a lot of pride.
Yeah. The real trick last night was to see if I could raid with this eye surgery only 3 days ago and if it was going to be a problem. And it wasn't. It was fine. Everything went fine. I didn't get any major strain.
Which eye did you use, though? Did you use your good eye or your old eye?
Both eyes. I used them both. Both eyes. I looked upon you with my own eyes at the same time. Yeah. It was fantastic. No problems there at all. But I kept wondering. I kept having this feeling during the raid. And it was, you know, everyone did great. People fulfilling their roles, taking down ads, stepping out of the poop, doing what you do. Uh-huh. And all I could think about was, why don't I still not have a Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls expansion key? Why,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's strange.
Yeah.
I was playing that last night thinking that as well. Uh-huh. Thinking, I wonder if Scott's got this. Oh, you son of a... Come on.
Damn it.
Yeah. Damn it. I die so much now, Scott.
Do you?
I haven't played that much, actually.
Really? You have a key and you're hardly playing it. Great.
Bit. Yeah, do you want to... Hang on. You log in now. I'll give you my authenticator code. There's a hole in the system. I just need to tell you it. Uh-huh. That's all I have to do.
That's all you have to
obviously
do.
Obviously, wouldn't, because that breaks the term of use, whatever.
That breaks
Then I'm out. Then I'm really on the rocks when it comes to Diablo.
Are you ready?
Keys.
It's 5199. Oh, hang on. It's changed.
Writing this down.
9722034.
Hack him, everybody.
Just do that.
You know, we have bots listening to the show.
My password is I love Scott.
That's of course it is
Johnson.
I knew you'd do that. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
So there's that, but also something occurred to me that I don't know why this hasn't occurred to me before. So call me slow and lame, but I've been playing the new in bed or wherever. I'm playing the new Zelda game for the 3DS, Link Between Worlds, and it's really really fantastic. And as we know,
get annoyed just by the name. Link Between Worlds, and the fact there is obviously Hyrule, as we all know, and then they introduce this fantastic, I don't know how they came up with the name because they're geniuses, Lo Rule.
Yeah.
Really?
Lo Rule. It's charming. Like it's charming.
I'm abstaining just out of principle.
No, it's charming the way they handle it. It's very, very, it's ham-handed. It's great.
Like, I don't know, had like, you know, Naga in World of Warcraft, and then like in Starcraft just had like Zelnaga or something like that. It'd be weird.
Yeah, wouldn't that be weird? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Interesting. So here's the point. I'm playing that game. It's great. It's what you expect. And as we know, Blizzard is chock full of Nintendo fans generally. I would point to people like Corey Stockton and Tom Chilton and others who are nuts about Nintendo games.
Well, they tend to be all good fans of good games.
Yeah.
And Nintendo, all credit to them, makes some good games.
Some really good games, right. So here's something that just hadn't occurred to me in all my years in WoW now, and it suddenly hit me that basically raid encounters are Zelda boss battles. That's really all they are. They've taken that thing. They may have expanded a little bit on the rule of threes, which is, you know, hit it three times before it dies kind of thing. Mario does this to some degree as well, but the Zelda fights where you've got to figure out the weaknesses of the boss, know where to be, where to stand, where to move, when to hit, what abilities to use, and when not to use them. Mm. It is very reminiscent of your average boss battle in World of Warcraft.
Yeah. See, this is why I really liked Darksiders. I really love the Darksiders franchise because it felt like a grown-up Zelda to me.
Yep.
And they kind of just took it and just made it pretty and a little bit more gritty.
Very much so, yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
And that had fantastically fun boss battles and combat and some really infuriating kind of creatures that would do these annoying things. But yeah, I think WoW, though, I don't think WoW has enough of me grabbing a bomb, throwing it at the boss. You know, that would be fun. I think that could be good. You know, we've got all these goblin sappers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I could, you know, go pick up a TNT barrel and hurl at the boss.
They have things like, I mean, the mechanic is just a little more rudimentary.
Yeah, exactly. If you go through the Storm Stout Brewery and you've got the jumping on barrels and rolling them into the monkey, you know.
Those are similar, yeah. So I just every time I play it, I just get a feeling that Blizzard didn't lift these things, but they're definitely inspired by that stuff. There's no question in my mind. But they're
inspired the inspired.
Whoa. Let's think about that for a minute. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. I have no idea. I think Zelda came first. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, Zelda just came out with it all.
Yeah, I think a lot of that stuff.
I think that makes sense.
Invented
actually.
World of Warcraft.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you go back 20 years or whatever it's been since the first Zelda game, that would have been NES. But, that would have been more than 20 years.
But maybe Zelda, for example, used up all their creative juices on all the game mechanics, and then it came around to naming a new land.
Yeah.
And they thought, you know what? We call Hyrule. We just got a Lowrule. We got a Hyrule.
Well, you really don't like that, do you?
And then it's like, I can't wait for the next one where all the DLC, we get some middle rule. And it's be like, you know, in-betweeny rule. Uh-huh. I'd be like, this is just terrible. Please don't.
All right. Fair enough. I think it's funny that gets under your skin.
It does. It really bothers me. Yeah. It really bothers me because it's not hard to think up a cool name.
Yeah.
You got Hyrule, and then you've got, you know, the mountains of bots.
But it's the dark version of regular Hyrule. So
then, like, you know, kind of, you know, call it something like Nethro Sunder or something. I don't know.
Nethro Sunder.
Oh, it sounds evil, Scott. Oh, I wouldn't like to go there.
Of Nethro Sunder.
You know, it's title. These are the sort of things where it's like, you know, scary.
Yeah, I like it.
Local sounds terrible.
Yeah. But the big difference here, obviously, is in a Zelda game you're playing on your own, but in a game like WoW, you got Dills going, stay out of the poop, GURP. Putinki, you need to stay behind the boss. You know, you have this coordination factor that doesn't exist in a single player game like that.
Especially not when you're playing. Yeah.
Yeah. But I still think they kind of owe that. It's an homage. And I'm sure they'd admit it if you asked them. But I think it's a direct inspiration. I really do. Anyway, I didn't mean to go
What else can you do, though, in a video game? It's kind of the thing, right?
Well, I mean, your engine your engine gives you options, but. You know, that you couldn't do otherwise. Maybe there's more fidelity to what you can pick up or whatever.
Midway through a boss battle, it suddenly poses you with a riddle. Oh.
Yeah, so you've got to stop and think about this for a second.
Ponder and contemplate on this. And then it's like you then have to, everyone has to vote. Everyone runs to either A, B, C, or D. And then it's like, you know, whoever's right stays alive. Everyone else insta dies.
Yeah.
And so then your group gradually gets whittled down in a game of wits.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just hard in WoW, for example, to create that same sort of let me put it this way. The phased approach is also a thing that's very Zelda like in WoW. Mm-hmm. So, we've broken through phase 1. Now phase 2 is this set of mechanics or this changed up thing. The problem with WoW is you have so many limited, or you have only so far you can go with the current engine and the mechanics available to you. So, the standing in the poop thing is going to be kind of the same everywhere, except that one's worse, or that one moves, or that particular goo you're standing in actually helps you. It's a varieties of poo, right?
Poop varieties. Yeah.
It's like a nice selection at your local poo store.
You got this kind of poop, you got that kind of poop.
Sure. And you have, you know, various, I mean, how many council fights have we done that are basically just variations of the other council fights with mixes of other stuff?
Yeah.
So this isn't me bashing that. It's just that at some point you do kind of hit a wall and you go, all right, well, our way of augmenting this is story and, I don't know, effects.
Yeah, but also, though, I think that I can honestly say that the most stressed out I've been during a boss fight in any game has been World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
The first time we killed Malygos, oh, man.
Yeah.
25 man heroic Malygos.
It's a big
Holy
deal.
Crap, that was some stress.
Yeah. It was, but isn't that partly because you're having to rely on so many other people to do their part? And when they do, it's insanely amazing.
It was stressful because I didn't want to screw my part up. Like, I was like, if I don't shoot the damn thing, if I don't shoot the spark and we all die because I didn't do it right, you know, or if I don't kill the dude in the air and then jump on the floating
the discus,
yeah. Mm-hmm. then everybody dies. Yeah. And then if I don't press 1-1-1-1-1-2, 1-1-1-1-1-2,
I never used to do it very well. I'd be pretty much the dead dragon. Mm. You'd be like, right? Who's the dead dragon?
Like, oh, there
you go. Yeah. But the thing is, I'd do it quite early on just so it didn't scare anyone. You know, it wasn't like, oh, we're getting those 2%, 3%, you know, 1%. Are we going to do it? I'd die, you know, pretty much straight away. Mm. So, I'd always press the whatever 4 was first when you weren't meant to press it.
Yeah.
I'd die.
Yeah, what was 4 was like a sleepy thing or something.
Like a shield thing or something, wasn't it? I forget, yeah.
I forgot what it was. But yeah, I don't feel like I ever did that very well either. That was a hard fight. It was a hell of a fight. And it was long, too.
It was, yeah, it was just you had to do all this stuff, and then all of a sudden you were, you know, sitting on the back of a dragon.
Yeah.
And if you weren't doing it right, you died.
Yeah, a good example of them throwing in some variety where we didn't have it before, you know, like that is an example of them taking the engine further and doing more with it than we had traditionally seen.
I think we're going to see more of that, like, flying stuff in fights.
That'd be great.
I had a little bit of it in Firelands. Yeah. There was that one fight where you'd pick up the feathers and then you'd...
Oh, right.
Yeah, and fly around.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
But yeah, I'd like to see more of that.
I didn't hate that. No. Terpster, you've been playing a little Hearthstone, really? Is that true?
Yeah, just lots of Hearthstone.
What?
Really.
What? I thought you were just, like, not really my speed. Now you're loving it.
I like it. I've always liked it. Mm. I've never not liked Hearthstone. Mm. It's just I've not actually ever been very good at it, and I'm still not very good at it. But I'm giving it a go, and I'm trucking on. I'm still annoyed that I still don't have my Tauren Chieftain card.
That's where is that?
How long does it take to patch this game? It's ridiculous.
Well, they did a little patch, but I don't know what happened.
And it didn't show up in it. They said like it was going to be in the patch, and I still don't have it. And so I want to do. I've got like a Warrior Murloc deck because I'm a massive troll.
God, really?
And I want to get a.
Tauren Chieftain.
This is it. Dill's and Terpster separating ways.
It's okay. It's okay because I'm really bad. Like the thing is I never win with it. But I like to have this idea.
Well, of course,
that
you don't win with it.
That one time, I will win with it, and it would be hilarious. And yeah. I will be.
You are a troll, dude. That's great.
So. Yeah, so that's good fun, and obviously Reaper of Souls been playing around. Adventure mode is just so
good. I bet
good.
you're the kind of guy who says greetings or whatever, right, over and over again, don't you?
Greetings,
greetings.
That's brilliant.
Well, I will crush you.
Yeah,
yeah, basically, I found out that taunt basically means, hey man, you forgot to press end turn.
Yeah, it's your turn is over, buddy.
Yeah. Press end turn, and you can't say that. There's no like mm-hmm.
You know, you have to end your turn.
Yeah, you just have to use taunt. And so I'm just there, I will crush you. And then they suddenly get, and then you get like, oh, sorry about that.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. My mistake.
I'm sorry.
They need that thing to throb or blink more or something toward the end. For some players, and not all.
By the way, right now, there's like 20 people who think that everybody else is fast forwarding through this part.
Yeah,
there's like
totally
20
fine.
People who are fast forwarding.
It's totally fine. Let them do what they got to do.
Anyway, yeah, Reaper of Souls as well. Like, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah, that.
Damn it. I want to play it so bad. What is the
that
deal?
Thing.
How is it it's that like, we don't have keys? How come Dills and I don't have keys?
I don't know. Speak to I don't know, someone at Blizzard. They've
talk
all left.
To Greg Street about this and see if we can sort this out.
Greg, can you put this up with... Oh, sorry, man. Okay. He might work on something cooler.
Damn it. Yeah. Why is he my only contact?
Bunch of...
Penile implant.
Yeah, get this done.
Wow. But he could be working on something, you know, that you'd be like, oh, actually, you know, I would love
a bit of that, please. I have some ideas about what that is, which we'll get to in a second. Dills, I hear you retooled your UI, and I'm dying to know what you did because I always tend to like the direction Dills goes with his.
Dying there, Scott. You sound like, yeah, and I can't wait to find out.
I retooled it completely. It's basically like one of the packs, the add-on packs with my own fixes to it.
Mm. Which because one did you, what's I, you the know, core pack? What's which one?
I stream, it was, I don't know, like the core raiding pack or whatever the hell it was. I don't know. But, I was streaming some of our raid one time.
Yeah.
And like the first comment was, wow, your UI is terrible. I was like, yeah, it kind of is, because it hadn't really changed in such a long time. Like, I had changed it a while ago and made it what I thought was pretty good for me at the time. And then I just hadn't messed with it and just kind of moved stuff around, and it just started to get really cluttered. So
right.
It was really nice to do that. It's almost like I got a new game or something.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels so much better.
Do you feel, so here's the scary bit. I did one of these core packages too that really fundamentally changes everything.
Yeah.
And I actually got rid of it because it caused me all kinds of weird grief when a patch would come out or small hot fix and whatever.
Sometimes they don't have like updated versions. Like, this one had FUBAR in it, and FUBAR isn't a thing anymore. So like, I installed it and then it like WoW wouldn't launch.
Oh, so you can individually still remove that stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then I just went in and took FUBAR out, because I was like, wait, what? Why is this not working? Oh, yeah. FUBAR. Why?
Yeah.
Why is that in there?
Because I did one that really had a nice look to it. All the keyframes or all the unit frames looked really nice. Everything looked really, really nice.
Spartan
but then,
UI is all I really cared about in this thing.
Yeah.
That's what really fixed everything.
It's gorgeous. But the problem is, when something goes south and you got to unload, everything will default back to weirdness. Like, just, I feel like I was digging myself out of a serious hole last time I tried this. So I kind of, every once in a while, I go, maybe I ought to go see what's the hot thing right now and whatever. But I'm glad you're guinea pigging it. Maybe I'll just do what you do after you've.
Yeah, you know what I could probably do is just shoot you my WTF folder once I get it like right, and then you can just copy
that
up.
And go, what the F? And I'll put it in.
Yeah.
And then I'm halfway home. That's great.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah, you should.
Or at the least.
I think it's nice to, like, I don't know, it's just when everything's kind of like in its proper place, like, it just opens up the game to actually play.
Yeah.
I was just starting to feel like I couldn't see anything.
Yeah. And that
you ever get that feeling when you play in WoW? Like,
yeah. Oh,
I can't actually see what's happening in front of me right now. Like, all I'm looking at is a bunch of spreadsheets, basically.
Right. Numbers are flying. You're not sure why. Yeah. I agree with you. I would like to simplify yet expand what I do with mods. So at the same time, if it's possible to sort of simplify but add a few that will help me simplify, I guess. Because right now it's a hodgepodge. I'm a mess. I'm sure I get the same grief when I'm streaming.
Yeah.
They just aren't as vocal about it or something.
You
got to watch those Hearthstone people. They can rip you apart.
Yeah. I also I'm trying to learn how to play Dota.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. I want to be ready when Heroes of the Storm hits.
Yeah. I knew you were going to do this. Did I not predict this at BlizzCon?
A little bit.
Dills is going to suck this thing up and go.
A little bit. But I suck right now. At Dota.
Everyone does.
I'm terrible.
You can't help it.
Is that it's a rule, right? You can't be good.
That's how you start.
Good at it. Yeah.
That's how you start.
Mm. Yeah. But basically, I'm like running around, then I'm like, okay, I got to buy some items. What items do I buy? I don't know. And then I'm like, okay, so now, okay, there's creeps. Got to kill those creeps. Wait a minute. I've got to kill my own creeps? Wait, what? Yeah. And then it's like, okay, now I have to hit them last. What am I supposed to be doing here? And then all of a sudden, some dude sneaks up behind me and kills me. Mm. And then, like, everyone's raging. WTF, noob, who is this guy? Go die in a fire.
They're
like
the worst. It's the worst, most toxic set of communities. All those MOBA people. Like, Blizzard's biggest challenge, I think. I'm not worried about gameplay. I'm not worried about the team. They've got that covered. I'm worried about them addressing the toxicity of the MOBA community, because it is so freaking bad. And I don't know how you get around it, because that's who you're going to get.
I think they can get around it. It's the same way in like BGs and stuff. I mean, when you do PvP, you get the same type of stuff.
It's the same deal, right? So they've already kind of got that problem anyway and have never really had a solid solution for it. So when this comes along, you're going to get – that's the thing. These aren't going to be all new players or people that are just sitting around playing Diablo going, I think I'll try that new game from Blizzard. It's going to be a lot of existing LOL – people even playing Heroes of New Earth anymore. I don't think that's even a thing anymore.
But you're not allowed to now.
No,
if you're
is.
A LoL player, you can't. If you're like a pro gamer, you can't stream like Blizzard stuff.
Yeah, you can't stream anything else. Yeah, the LoL people can't.
Because I found out about this indie game, World of Warcraft, from watching League of Legends stream. And I'm so glad, because otherwise I never would have known about World of Warcraft. It's just like such a surreal thing.
I stopped buying all League of Legends stuff as soon as somebody streamed World of Warcraft. I was like, screw that. You're not getting my money anymore.
That's really weird.
No, it is weird. Like, they have a whole list of the games that you're not allowed to play if you're like a sponsor.
It just doesn't make sense. I don't understand it.
Wow.
It just sounds like someone thought, hey, guys, there's a lot of good PR out there about us. Can we do something to try and mess that up a bit? Because we don't want people thinking we're all nice guys.
Yeah.
Can they like be like a real douchey guy who works in, like, maybe with the pro teams or something like that. Maybe he can come up with some stupid rules.
Yeah. Like, what's the douchiest thing we could do right now? Let's do that.
That's really odd to me.
It's just, exactly. It seems, it's a strange thing. Like, if Blizzard did it, like, and said, you know, hey, StarCraft pro gamers, you can't play any other professional game, then that might be for them a little bit. I mean, I don't know if they do. If they're at that level, maybe you have to only play one game anyway. Who knows?
Nah.
I don't know. it would be a really kind of weird thing, because you'd be like, well, why? What's the worry? Is the case of, like, if someone sees me play another game, all of a sudden it makes your game look bad, or that they don't want that game, or I don't know. It doesn't. It just seems such a surreal thing to do.
It's a very archaic thing to do. This is something you'd try 10 years ago, because the stuff hadn't worked itself out yet. Nobody kind of knew anything about
it. No one knew exactly. Whereas it seems like now the best thing to do is just be like, hey, yeah, we love games. If you like good games, play good games. That's great. Hopefully, you know, because some of these queues, you know, these guys are waiting for, like, you know, 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And so what are they meant to do for that time? You know, previously they could have, I don't know, done like a Hearthstone tournament, something like that. You know, that's nice and quick and easy. Not allowed.
That's really weird.
It's a competing game, apparently.
Yeah,
it's
ridiculous. I think that's crazy. We'll see how that all. My guess is that doesn't last long.
Yeah. By the way, I was up late streaming.
Yes, you were.
Somebody in the chat, or no? Actually, I got an email. Okay, here it is. I got the email. Sorry, I suggested. So I got a donation to buy some more packs last night. Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
Bought the packs, and everyone in the chat was like, well, you should do a drinking game with this. So knowing me, I was like, of course, let's do this. So basically it was take a shot whenever you get a legendary. If you get a golden legendary, shotgun a beer. Well, I got a golden legendary. So so I shotgunned a beer last night.
What time was this, by the way?
That was only like 7 or 8. Then I was up until about like 3 in the morning.
Oh, good lord.
What happens if you crafted a golden legendary? Can you even do that?
I guess I could just craft one every time I just want a shotgun of beer. But
yeah, that'd be good.
Can you craft golden legendary?
Yes, you can, but they cost 3,200 dust.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's
that's a lot of dust.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
But I got golden Scenarios. It's like, you know, not the legendary I wanted, but maybe the legendary I deserved. So
sounds like a disease, but yeah, that's great.
But also, the Angry Chicken is on MMO Champion today.
Oh, fantastic, dude!
Yeah,
Ben Brode.
Our interview with Ben Brode.
Yeah, that was a great interview. By the way, he's the same. Yeah. He was. It struck me when he was on this show. He had this kind of very jolly way about him. But hearing him on your show, the jolly is in 500th degree. Like, he is so jolly now.
He's very happy, wasn't he? Very, very laughy.
I think that it's because when we interviewed him, the beta had barely been sort of talked about. It wasn't even launched that week. And I think they were still nervous. Now, they've got a bona fide success on their hands, and it's not even out of beta yet.
Do you reckon that, you know, if I was Morheim, every time someone did a really good game, like Hearthstone or World of Warcraft, I'd buy everyone on the team a jetpack. And then that way, you know,
because
you've got the money, and I know that everyone's going to be hilariously happy all the time. Mm. Why? Because they own a jetpack. That's
true.
Honestly, they say money can't buy you happiness. That's true.
Well,
money
can buy you a jetpack.
Which makes you very happy.
That's great. So that's fantastic.
That's what my thoughts are.
If you were him, that's what you'd do.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
If I was,
that's the dream.
Yeah, you're not him. But if I was me, I'd do this.
Big news of the week.
Big news.
Big news of the week. This week brought to you by DoghouseSystems.com. Doghouse Systems, making the best gaming rigs you can buy. It is Christmas season. It is time for you to get that amazing rig. You got those new consoles and you went, I could have waited on this. These aren't, you know, they're fine.
Yeah,
but
my launch titles that are...
It's kind of, these could be better. And then you look at what's available on your PC right this second. And you're like, holy crap, that is a treasure trove of gaming opportunities. All at higher resolution, all looking amazing. And you can get one now. It'll save you a little bit of money, though. Get double the memory with the code Henry. Henry at checkout. Double the memory at doghousesystems.com. We appreciate the support of the show. All right. We have actual casting news for the movie. We'll get to the Greg stuff here in a minute. None of it involves Colin Farrell. I'd like to mention that.
Nope. He's out. Never mind. Just a rumor.
That was apparently never a thing.
Yeah. It was just a rumor.
They say.
Well, they say.
You got trolled.
I'm sure it was a thing.
Colin Farrell.
You got trolled by Colin Farrell.
That's great. Universal Pictures.
Did you guys hear about Swifty?
No, what happened?
Swifty got arrested.
What happened?
No, he didn't get arrested.
Well, they phoned the police on him,
And they said that they were like threatening somebody with a knife.
Yeah. And it's like he was streaming WoW at the time, so pretty sure he wasn't.
What did he get arrested for?
Maybe in Ogrimmar.
They didn't arrest him, but the cops came. The cops came to his house.
Listen to this. There's video of this. Here, listen to this.
I think he's here right now. He's in the
That's his doorbell.
He always watches Swifty stream.
He's
watching the stream.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But he ordered pizza again. All right, Swifty's getting up.
We don't know. But the way they were ringing the doorbell.
The cops. But then the cops come in second time.
Oh, you can hear the cops.
Like, search his house.
What, why is it quiet all of a sudden?
I don't know. The doorbell ringing like crazy.
This is riveting, by the way.
I'm trying to skip ahead where it's
games right now.
The stream.
Mostly other dinguses talking. So
And it's off. It's off camera. You know, you don't see the cops come on, and the cop sits down and goes like, "Oh my god, you protection spec? What the hell, man?"
That would be awesome.
He's playing with the clips, going like, "This, you don't want this. Why have you got a? Why have you got a little strike? Your protection
explosive trap glyph." Yeah.
So he did or didn't get arrested?
No, he didn't, but he had to go. I guess he had to go down to the station and like tell them that I didn't
clear his name.
Somebody with a knife.
Damn, dude.
I'm a streamer who's like, I love how he kept saying, "Well, I'm an internet celebrity." And the cops are like, "Okay." Sure.
I didn't threaten anyone with a knife. I threatened a fake dragon with a staff. Leave me alone here.
It was funny too. Like, I saw his, we got to see behind the scenes his little setup. He's got a green screen back there and all that.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice though. I like the idea that they said, "Have you got any witnesses?" And he's like, "I don't want to pretend, you know, act like I'm a big dude." But, I've got thousands.
Thousands of people saw me exactly when I was doing it.
I am known, you know.
That's
I've
great.
Been around.
That's great. Well, I'm glad he didn't get falsely arrested or something weird.
Yeah, and everybody else out there, don't troll these guys by doing stuff like that. That's not a funny joke.
Kid now has actually been arrested.
Oh.
Is I heard, at least. Oh. So kids, don't make prank calls, okay?
Yeah. Oh, so the one that called with the fake threat got...
Yep.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
It never ends well for you to do stuff like this.
Yeah.
There's like funny jokes, you know? Mm-hmm. Like putting some shaving cream on somebody's face while they're sleeping and stuff like that.
Sure.
And then there's jokes like this.
Yeah.
Not funny.
Not funny. No.
Yeah.
Not cool. I mean, we're like laughing about it, but sure.
Recording somebody while they're snoring and then having it played on a podcast like 100,000 people. That's funny.
Wait, what now? I don't even know. What's your... Oh, I don't have it. I was going to see if I had a handy, and I don't have a handy, dang it. Shoot. Oh, well. Yeah. I have it somewhere.
This one, not funny.
Yeah.
So, Colin Firth.
Oh, Colin Who? Firth. Colin no, Farrell.
Colin Firth.
Colin Firth. Colin Firth.
He's going to be the king.
Okay.
He's going to be killed by...
He's gonna be like a king, but he can't talk well.
Yeah. How will
it's got to be Paula Patton saying it now.
Yeah.
Corona.
Okay.
Got to be.
Corona. All right. So here's the official word, and this comes from slashfilm.com, friends of the program. Universal Pictures has revealed they have closed deals with Ben Foster, Travis Fimmel, Paula Patton, Toby Kebbell, and Rob Kaczynski. They're all in final stages of negotiation with Dominic Cooper to star in Warcraft based on the Blizzard Entertainment's award-winning video game series. Filming starts in January in Vancouver, so we're literally next month they'll be filming this. Ben Foster's credits include The Messenger, 310 to Yuma, in which he is freaking fantastic, by the way.
He's kind of good in everything he's in.
Yeah, I've never not liked a Ben Foster performance. He's really good. Yeah. And
what
I don't
do you
even
think he's going to play? Think he's a human or an orc?
I think he's a human.
He's a human, I think.
Yeah, he'll be a scrappy human. I don't know who. Well, we know the story, the core story, so is it likely he's, what's his name? The two guys we know about. They said it at BlizzCon. My brain just went dead.
Lothar.
But he's probably Lothar then, right?
Of the Hill People?
Yes, Lothar of the Hill People.
Okay.
Let's see. He's also in that Pandora, or what was it? Pandora, I think. The movie in space with Dennis Quaid, which I liked a lot better than I think I was supposed to.
Oh, it's in space? I didn't see it.
Yeah. The reason I think I liked it is because of him. I think he was really good in it. But a lot of people remember him, or may remember him, from the X-Men: The Last Stand. He was Angel in that, very briefly, hardly said anything.
Yeah, he had just like, "Dad, I'm a mutant. Just accept me, Dad."
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
The one.
Yeah,
that was it.
And then ran away. Out, and they were like, "He's so beautiful."
Yeah. That's exactly how it went down.
That was pretty that much. Was yeah, lame, it's been a while since I've seen it, but
yeah, that was a lame part. He plays the mentally challenged kid in Freaks and Geeks. Some people may remember that show. And
Really? Yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about?
I can watch this again. Yeah. I don't remember that at all.
He's the one some of the kids used to give a hard time to.
There is anyone I would say, though, that you say the name to them, they're like, "Oh, cool." Everyone's like, Who? And then they IMDb them and like, oh, that guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, but I prefer this, though. Yeah. I don't want to see, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger in the World of Warcraft movie.
Right. If you want to raid. Even side, left side.
Yeah, there's not brilliant. More dots.
Anywhere, handle leads.
There's no. Yeah, there's no. Nobody here is a giant star like in. You know, there's no $20 million contractor like person
Brad Pitt
here.
Say that. Like, there's got to be amazing. Mm. Sean Connery comes out of retirement, so his last film isn't League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Wouldn't that be phenomenal? And he comes out and he just, you know, just owns the
listen,
place.
Listen here.
Listen here, Julia.
As your author's big enough for the both of us.
I'm only borrowing your flying mount. Like a really cool dwarf, actually. They could turn him into like Magni's dad or something that's not around. I don't know.
Yeah. You ever lose your I can't think of a mount. What's a good mount? You ever lose your sky golem keys? Anyway. So Travis Fimmel, you may know him from the television series Vikings. I've never heard of that.
Seen it. No, I don't think any
of course I know him from that.
I don't know who that is.
What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
He's up there. He's one of this is why it kind of makes you feel a little bit worried when they're like, and Dave from the TV series.
We also got Todd from something. Yeah.
I'm guessing that he must be like an up and coming actor and he must be in a big role in the movie for them to put him.
He's
so
the second one. Yeah.
Front and center, really.
Yeah. Right.
But I mean, in all fairness, he looks like he's like a kind of big muscly guy who's going to be like, you know, probably some kind of cool, I don't know.
Second human. In command guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could be Tyrellian or something like that because he's kind of quite young. Mm. Could be a younger guy. Yeah.
I can see that. Paula Patton, she has been most recently in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. She was lovely.
Robin Thicke has been most recently in, that's his wife. So,
what?
There you go.
Who? Robin Thicke?
You know, yeah.
Oh. I hate that song so bad.
It's not that one.
I hate that song so
but
bad.
Don't judge her for his travesties. You know, she's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's all right. He seems to have done well to have ended up with her, I think. She was on Precious Hitch.
They were dating since they were 16. There you go. Good Lord. Extra info for you.
Good Lord.
They were high school sweethearts.
Toby Kebbell's credits include The Counselor, The East, Wrath of the Titans, Warhorse, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, Princess Persia, The Sands of Time, and the upcoming Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
I'm known. Okay.
He is known as the actor who does PG-13 B-level CGI heavy movies. That's
what he's talking about. Well, rock and roller?
Yeah, rock and roller is fine.
But like Warhorse is a big deal, I guess. That was a Spielberg joint. But Sorcerer
is the new movie, right?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen that. It looks good, though.
It's out now, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob Kaczynski appeared in HBO's True Blood, EastEnders, as well as the movies Pacific Rim and Red Tails. In Pacific Rim, he's the Australian dude's son.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I hate you because you're so reckless.
Yeah.
But I am also quite reckless.
I was hoping that it was John Krasinski from The Office.
Yeah, that'd be great, right?
It was though that it would be the same character from Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
And it turned out that he didn't die. Spoiler. But he, because I mean, what a kicker in that film. I watched it.
Yeah.
And it's all like, yeah, they've got a bomb. They blow up. It's very heroic. And then the other guy's just like, oh yeah, we've got an ejector thing. Can we just eject in the eject pods?
Mm-hmm.
And if I was that guy, I'd be like, oh nuts. Why didn't we just eject in the eject pods?
Why not? The movie had all kinds of plot holes in it.
It wasn't an Armageddon thing where I had to stay behind and, you know, trigger the bomb with my genitals or something like that. It was an actual, like, he's good to go. Why are you still... I don't understand it, but terrible film.
Do people commonly trigger bombs with their genitals, or is that
over in England, we do.
Okay.
That is... All right. That's how we do it. We drop the bombshell, as we say.
The problem with The Office Krasinski would be he would... Every once in a while, just stare at the camera for no reason. So
yeah, all of a sudden he's just like, are you guys in on this?
Yeah.
You guys are in on this.
Yeah,
game,
you guys
right?
get this, right? The documentary film crew who we always forget is here. You guys are in
There'd
on this?
There'd be some long, awkward pauses for no reason.
Dominic Cooper's credits include Captain America movies, Dead Man Down, My Week with Marilyn, and An Education of Mamma Mia. And the one they didn't mention here is maybe Dead Man Down is it. But he's in that. He plays one of the Hussein sons. The body double of one of the Saddam Hussein dudes.
Oh, yeah.
And
that movie. No, in this movie.
Oh, right. I was about to say, what? That's so cool.
It's really good. I think it's the same guy.
Used to be body double.
I think it's him. I better make sure on that, but I'm pretty sure this is the guy. And that is an insanely good movie. Man, that was okay. Really good. I don't know why they don't mention it here, but whatever. So there you go. There's your chief cast. We don't know much else. I'm sure there's some other supporting we haven't heard of yet.
So who do you reckon from there? Like, I think the Rob Kaczynski. Mm. Okay, I think he's got to be a human because I think that's all I've seen him play.
Yep, he's only played humans. Yeah.
Whereas I'm not sure if any of the other guys are going to be like. If this guy Travis Fimmel's been like a Viking, kind of seems like they've seen him be like a kind of primal, sort of manly kind of guy. And I'm like, oh, well, Vikings aren't terribly far removed from orcs in terms of, you know, how they might want them. So maybe that's good. You know, Ben Foster. I would think he's got to be, you know, kind of front and center Lothar.
Yep.
Pretty man.
He's your biggest star too. He's definitely
the biggest star in the movie. So
for sure.
And so I don't know. I mean, all of it could be Dominic Cooper. I think isn't he still rumored though? I don't know if he's been.
I think he's good. I think he's in. He's pretty much. Yeah. I would say he is second in terms of notoriety. Devil's Double is the movie I'm thinking about.
The thing is, it's like back at this time. I think like Deathwing's still around as like Prester.
Yeah.
You know. You know, what's his name? But anyway, you know, we kind of got a lot of cool guys that they could draw on that we could have. But I don't know how busy they're going to make the movie.
Yeah.
But I kind of see, like, the fact that we saw Stormwind in the sort of concept art is beautiful because it was all animated at BlizzCon.
Yeah, it's lovely.
I kind of feel like that we're actually going to see the sacking and destroying of Stormwind, which means see the king get killed, which means Garona's going to stab him, which means just all these cool, like, massive, cool, big moments that you almost feel, I think, is going to make characters more relevant to a lot of players now in World of Warcraft who maybe haven't played or read the novels and games, the earlier games, that they can kind of make some kind of cool standout heroes.
That's the hope.
So, for example, like, you know, if Lothar, everyone loves, maybe, you know, we travel back in time and, oh, Lothar's back, and everyone's like, oh, he's so cool. I love this guy, you know. It could be a good way to bring some heroes back into the game.
I agree. I'm totally stoked about it. So bring it on. Let's get this thing filmed. Let's get moving with it. We don't want to wait anymore.
Horde side.
Time to talk about Greg. Aww. On the topic of Greg Street leaving Blizzard, some new stuff has emerged. I did a short little 8-minute or so thing last week to just bring it up and talk about it, but we haven't really talked about it here. One thing that's come up since Greg's announcement that he's leaving, which originally read something like this: I wanted to thank you all for being a part of this grand quest. It's toward the end of his message. I have said 100 times that having passionate gamers, including the angry ones, is far a better place to be than having a community that doesn't care. You all care, like us. You want the game to be the best it can be, so I ask you to keep on providing your feedback. I promise, and rarely promise, that the developers care very much about what you have to say. I'll be out there, and I can't imagine it will be hard to find me. Hugs, Ghostcrawler, also now known as Occupy G Street. On Twitter. He said this in a tweet the other day on the 5th, which was, what, 2 days ago or yesterday even?
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. This was at 12:35 p.m.
Oh, my Twitter seems so far away.
He says, obviously, I won't be talking about WoW as a developer, and I won't be talking about the new game yet, so we can discuss the weather, etc. Now, there's something to be mined within his statement there.
The new game.
So here's the deal. I was on another podcast the other day where we would discuss these rumors. And there's a lot of stuff floating around about where he's going to go, what company he's going to end up with. And the hints were things like this. On Twitter, Ghostcrawler, now Occupy G Street, followed only Blizzard people. Of his 25 people he follows, all are Blizzard people except for two. One of them is the lead developer or designer or something, whatever his title is.
League of Legends.
League of Legends at Riot Games. So all of the theories were, oh, they're also there in the Valley. That's an easy move.
It's where a lot of people have gone. I didn't know Mark Gibbons had gone to League of Legends.
Yeah. It's a big sucker of Blizzard people, for sure. So I don't think it's that bad of a rumor in terms of it has some interesting points there. But if their main point is that he follows him, well, then there's just as likely a chance he's going to be a full-time Frog Pants podcaster because I'm the only other person he follows that isn't Blizzard people. So does that make any sense? No. So I say that theory goes out the toilet. Then what he says here in this tweet, which was, and I won't be talking about the new game yet. Does that mean new game that's not out? Does that mean game that's new to him because he's now going to be working on it, but it's an old established thing? League of Legends, you would call an established game. Is he talking about something that's new that isn't out yet? Is he going to Bungie,
But if he's gone to Riot, I mean, like, in all fairness, they could be making a new game that we don't know about.
Well,
they've only got the one.
That's true.
And they've got a lot of money to, they could make another one. Mm. Bungie, I don't know, really, because it's, you know, Destiny's quite far along in its development cycle. You wonder, like, how, you know, I'd imagine he'd want to be kind of more close to where he can actually affect it more, I guess.
Well,
that,
but also keep in mind, Destiny is intended to be, while not full-blown MMO style, it is going to have a lot of sort of systems in it that he's got a lot of aptitude for that carry through for a very long time. They want that game to have a big, long life. There's a lot of persistence to it. It isn't just simply a shooter. It's more akin to something like if an MMO and Borderlands had sex in the backseat of a Buick, this would be the baby.
Nice.
In terms of, you know, there's loot and there's boss battles and there's systems within that and classes and all those kinds of complicated things that Greg certainly has, you know, as much experience as anybody in the industry right now. So it's possible. That's the one I threw out there. I have no basis for it other than, you know, I don't think he's going to go to some startup. For whatever reason, I just feel like it's not going to be that.
Unless, like, he just got a massive amount of money.
Hey, guys, Scott here, telling you real quick that why would you not want to go get a free book at audible.com? I mean, why not? It's not like, you know, free is bad or is too expensive, right? Free is good. And I want to make you that deal. Audible.com, with an amazing library, is there for you so you can have better commutes. And listen, you can't listen to The Instance all day, every day. When that's over, what are you going to listen to? There's a few other shows out there, but in the end, you want some story, man. So you can dig in deep with something great from Audible.com. Huge selection, over 150,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature. That includes all kinds of fiction, nonfiction, periodicals, abridged and non-abridged is what I meant to say. All of it there for you, and you can get a free book right now. Simply go to audiblepodcast.com/wow. And get a free audiobook download on us today. Yeah.
I don't see that.
Well, and then, I mean,
maybe.
You make a point about Riot. Do you think Riot has the pockets to actually try to create an MMO to compete, like a League of Legends?
Well, I mean, yeah, they've got more money than anyone. But it's a question of, like, is that a smart move to do? Probably not. Not for the time being. A bit like Blizzard with WoW. Like, you know, if Blizzard had focused more on WoW and less on Titan, I mean, in terms of the personnel they had on there, would WoW now be in a better place than it is? Mm-hmm. Is that a feasible long-term goal, or is the best long-term goal to develop something else that can overtake? I mean, that's what they were planning on doing, but Blizzard being Blizzard meant that never happened. Mm. So you kind of feel that, you know, hindsight's 2020, but yeah, I think that, you know, Riot personally, I think they should just focus on League of Legends, making it as good as it can. And then when they see the opportunity to progress in that similar space, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm. I just don't know if a Dota game.
I don't know.
It just seems like a weird, or MOBA game. It doesn't seem like a place I would want to end up if I were Greg Street.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
well, he. What are you talking about? He started out in Age of Empires. He loved all of those. And then basically, MOBAs, you've got to bear in mind, is like Age of Empires, Warcraft 3.
Yeah, spawned out of it.
You know, lots of heroes, you know, an amazing amount of number and balancing. And that's really what he did on the WoW team, at least in terms of systems, was looked at classes. How can he take an ability, make it interesting, make it fun, make it compelling? If anything, I would think that, you know, a MOBA has more of that in and find, you know, tuned to an amazing degree.
Oh, I agree. But it's just so it sounds boring to me, because what you're doing, then, you're not creating worlds. You just have a map and it's a bunch of dudes on it.
But then, you know, maybe who's to say that they don't make a new map or a new world, or they put more story into it? They can still evolve their game and still do all of those things.
So you say Riot. You think Riot. If you had to guess.
If I was to guess, yeah, I'd say Riot's the only place I can imagine where, if you think about it in terms of just like, you work at Blizzard, who else is there? What other game companies are there?
Yeah.
There's Valve. Yeah. Valve's fantastic, but they're not based near.
No.
There's Riot.
Yeah, they're right up the road, really.
Yeah, I guess Bungie, maybe.
Nobody thinks...
Bungie's in Washington.
Bungie's in...
Nobody thinks NCSoft.
NCSoft, possible, sure. I mean...
I wouldn't imagine so. Again,
it feels like a step down from WoW, but...
Yeah, but, you know, it's a lot of buzz about WoW.
So, Dills, where would you put... If I gave you $50, says you can spend this on wherever you think he's going to end up, where would you say?
I think you guys are probably right.
Think Bryant. Okay. That seems to be the consensus.
But you know.
Maybe Frog Pants. We'll see.
Yeah, how about Frog Pants? New co-host of the instance.
Yeah, why not? I'd step down. I'd let him take my
We'd
place.
Have him on here anytime he wants. So I think we're his, I've said this before, but I'm pretty sure we're his last interview by.
Yeah, he said we're the last media thing he did.
I love that. I both hate that and love that because I'd love him to still be around and involved. But
I like it. He went out on a high. He literally peaked right there. He said, yeah. Look, guys, I don't think he even had a job lined up. I think he literally went into the office and said, guys, I have just, I don't know where there is else for me to go.
Right.
And they said, Greg, come on. You know, you can have a shield soon. He's like, nope. You know what? I've done the instance. I did what I set out to do. Okay, I need to find a new challenge.
Yep.
And once I have that, then I will be in a better place.
You think Russell Brower's next? Do you think he's going
to... Russell, I don't know. I think Russell, you know, coming from a kind of musical background, I think he still wants to like sing a song with us or something like that.
Probably, and yeah.
That will be, you know, where we... that will be when we see Russell evaluate what he wants from his future.
Right.
But, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with that. I think that sounds good. Yeah. So anyway, we will see. Soon we'll know, I believe. I think we're going to know sooner than later. I think it's the speculation will soon go away and everyone with their conspiracy theories can finally
put it to rest. Isn't it strange, like, you know, kind of it's a surreal space that Greg's in where he's a game designer, but he has this celebrity cult status.
Yeah.
And it literally comes down to like he's there getting a new job and people, you know, we're talking about, oh, I wonder where he's going to work.
Yeah.
Like it's in many ways, like it's any of our business.
Right.
And secondly, you know, like what does that bring to him working at another place?
Sure.
Having this sort of excitement and interest around him being associated with the project.
Right. Yeah. You know, well, even like imagine Tom Chilton making this announcement. There would not be near, this takes nothing away from Tom. Guy's brilliant.
No, exactly. I mean, think about it. Yeah. Tom's the game director for World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
like
huge.
Literally, he could work at any other MMO company in the world that wouldn't be, you know, there's no one who wouldn't say, yeah, we'd be delighted to have you. But obviously the fact is like, would the fan base be as interested? Probably not, you know.
No,
because he's not been as big a part of it.
Right.
Yeah, because Greg is the one, he's the face, you know, everybody knows who he is because he talks.
It's a little bit, yeah, exactly. It's a little bit like if the inventor of basketball suddenly joined a new team,
yeah,
with Michael Jordan joined a new team.
Yeah, it's a much bigger,
you know,
deal.
So it's sort of like there's just this fever and excitement around this personality, and all of a sudden like something's happening with that. That's interesting to me. What's going on?
So who's going to be that now?
Well, so the new guy is, what is it? Semulon or Bumulon? What's his new name? So
well, you don't even know, Scott.
Either of those, Scott, I'm afraid it's not going to work out, is it? Let's be honest. Especially Bumulon. Like someone should have vetoed that early into the process and said, guys, I just realized Bumulon sounds really weird.
Hold on. Occupy G Street. He just said, too. So I know it's here. Hold on. Here we go. It is...
Bumulon. Yeah.
Not Bumulon. Celestalon. There you go.
Celestalon. Too long. Needs to change it.
Appears he is
the
guy.
Everyone can say Ghost Crawler on GC. Like, that's just crazy.
Yeah. Appears this is the dude, though.
So is he going to give us a pony?
He is not going to give us a pony, I'm guessing. Right. Or what was it? A goat? Or what was the thing we're supposed to always get? A camel? No? Camels.
A moose.
Oh, we got camels. Moose.
Well, it was a moose originally, but...
Yeah.
Why is... like, I don't understand why Blizzard owns the Ghostcrawler name. Because I guess they might have... You know, because it was a play on his old name of Death Shrimp.
Yeah.
And then he became Ghostcrawler because he couldn't use Death Shrimp.
Yeah.
And now it seems like now he's left, he can't use that name that he had with
them. I don't think any of them can. Bastion can't take his. I don't think anyone can take theirs.
So then it kind of comes down to, like, you know, Blizzard now owns the Twitter handle Ghostcrawler.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they could bring it back as, like, a viral marketing thing?
Maybe.
Could we have... you know, Ghostcrawler actually is like a crab that, you know, is one of the NPCs. I don't know. How does it work?
I don't know. That seems like an odd thing, but it's possible. They could do a Ghostcrawler themed expansion. That seems like a crazy idea, but why not?
Too much.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's the entire expansion is just listening to a crab on the shore read forum posts. I don't know.
Yeah. Why not? Be easy to produce.
I don't know how that would go.
Easy money. Printing money.
We'll talk more obviously as we know more. But in other news, there is some actual nitty gritty about WoW going on. Some small stuff here. Clarification on the new 6.0 group finder. A lot of people are talking about this. Lore posted a blue post, in part said this, 6.0's group finder is an entirely different thing being built from scratch from the current group finder stuff that are in the game now. It'll allow you to find or create groups for basically any content you can think of, be it raids, dungeons, PvP questing. Heck, you could start a group for running laps in Dalaran if you wanted. It also won't be hidden.
I used to remember doing that.
I do remember doing that.
Yeah, it's good.
Why not? It was a nice loop. It provided a perfect little running place.
And I'd be there, my chopper, mm-hmm. and I'd just be like, yeah, I might be an engineer, I might be a badass. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good times.
Yeah, I had the chopper.
I might be one of those guys who does that.
I had the chopper too. Someone donated it. What can I tell you? You could start a group for running labs. Oh yeah, it also won't be hidden away in someplace that the majority of player base won't notice. It's going to be a lot more front and center. That's good. That's good news.
That literally is front and center. Do you reckon in the middle of the screen at all times is an interface you can't see behind,
like a vehicle button that pops up during a raid fight.
Mm-hmm. You can't minimize. Brilliant. It's just there the whole time.
Yeah. Why not? Why that would not be annoying at all.
Is to join a group. Forcible social gaming. I love it.
Be friends now, damn it. Also, you can now mail stuff to players in other realms. So if Dills is on the butthole realm.
That is incredibly unimportant to me.
Only your ones. So it has to be bound items. To
your stuff.
Oh, no, that's what I meant. You mean so I can't. Oh, I thought I could send it to friends too. No.
You can only send it to your characters.
Account bound items.
Okay.
So it's going to only be like...
well, this should have been a natural thing anyway. This should have been in there already. Never mind. I thought this is a bigger deal because I thought, I can send Dill something on Dark Iron because he's over there with his Alliance character. And
it's basically because, I have some stuff that's... I have the weird shaman stuff because I'm a hunter and I went to Timeless Isle and it's male.
Yeah.
But my shaman on my current server is not going to use it. So.
Weird.
Could send it to my other shaman.
Weird shaman stuff.
Yep.
It's the best stuff.
But it's again, like, it's such a small thing. How many people are really going to use this?
Pardon me. I don't know, but it showed they got the technology that they could do what you wanted it to be then, Scott.
Yeah.
But then it's the stop of like, but is it going to affect the realm economy and is it going to change this, kind of change that? Yeah, probably. Does it matter? No, just introduce a feature.
Well,
like, it just seems like, holding up for the sake of holding up.
I'm still the person who believes that everyone makes much ado about nothing when it comes to like dance studio or the hairstyling thing, because everyone says they want it. But the minute you get it, you're in there for 5 minutes and then you never touch it again.
Did you guys do training grounds?
No.
Nope. Yeah.
Well, I know Scott didn't. But
I don't do these extra things.
No, I did it. I did it on the PTR, and then I didn't do it on live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did it, and then I did it like I went gold or bronze, silver, gold or whatever, and I was like, well, all right, I'm done with that.
Mm-hmm.
Never do that again.
It's just not incredibly compelling.
Well, I don't know. But it's the same with all games. Like, how long do you spend making, your character in Skyrim, like the face on it? I was thinking the other day, like, I've never seen my character's face in Skyrim. Like, I wish I'd spent longer, like, choosing what his hands look like. Yeah, I see those all the time.
But, if I could have just worked harder on those forearms and hands.
Like, man, these hands are ugly. What was I thinking?
Maybe I'd, like, given him, like, a cool-looking ring and a bracelet, but nothing too, effeminate. I don't know. Yeah. That could have been cool. But instead, I spent ages, like, making his face, and I literally cannot remember the last time I've seen his face.
Are you afraid to get in touch with your femininity when it comes to Skyrim?
Skyrim, definitely. Yeah, there's far too many, mods that, if you do it wrong, all of a sudden, it becomes very indecent very quickly.
I get in the mood for that game sometimes. I'm in the mood for it.
Do you guys go first person?
Good. It's such a good game.
For what, Dulce?
Do you guys go first person or third person? Yeah.
First person, always.
You go first person?
Yeah, the third person, and there's just not easy to move and control, I don't think.
I hate first person.
I know, but it's the Skyrim way. It's the Elder Scrolls way.
Yeah.
It's like the MMO. When I was playing the MMO before, like, it wasn't that good, like, playing it normal. I played it more recently, zooming in first person. I was like, oh, hello. This is what it's about.
Yeah.
So
I think I would. Oh, here's the deal. Oh, I can't talk about that. I played a certain open beta or closed beta that I'm not allowed to talk about, but let's say it's in that universe.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about this before, how they really want, and they've said publicly, they want to make that Elder Scrolls Online, they want that to feel good in first person for people who like to play that way. Here's the funny thing. Well, I can't really say this, but I can say this about Skyrim. If they made third person in Skyrim not so clunky, I'd use it all the time. So I'm with you, Dills, on how I'd prefer to play it.
I personally like that better. Like, anytime I'm doing any game where I have an option to see my character move, I like to have more of a peripheral view than.
Yeah, you could definitely, you don't get hit from behind as much. That's for sure.
Yeah. Because your actual sight, you can see like almost 180, right?
Yeah.
You know, pretty close. And then when you're boxed in like that, it just doesn't feel good to me. So it's probably a reason I don't like first person shooters very much. Like, I'm not a big fan of those I don't like that boxed in feeling.
You feel like you're trapped.
Don't box me in.
Don't box you in. Nobody puts you in a corner.
Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me.
Yeah, don't tase me, bro.
All right, we got this now. Oh, World of Tweets.
Tweets.
I forget that I have to manually do that part.
Terps has got your back.
I want to do these as much as I can before Greg leaves, because who knows what we're going to get. But here's a couple of them. There was a question on Twitter that said,
"Hey, are we getting rid of this segment? What are we going
to
do?"
I think we're going to hang on to it until we see how Celestalon does.
Because
he's the one. I mean, there are other Twitter people on Blizzard's, you know, the community guys always have good things to say.
On in my head, I literally am like, I'm just picturing him as Calculon from Futurama.
I love Calculon. That guy's one of my favorites on that show. Oh my gosh, you know what I decided the other day? If you had to trap me on a desert island and I could only take one show with me, I think it's Futurama.
Yeah,
I love that thing. It's so rewatchable.
Really,
I love the focus on science and parody and science.
What about you?
I could eat that up.
For me, it would probably be what's the one with all the Game of Thrones?
Yeah, but is it that rewatchable, Game of Thrones?
No. Well, certain scenes are definitely. If I'm going to be alone on an island, it kind of feels like the Swiss Army knife of TV shows.
Uh-huh. You put some leeches on yourself and relive that scene. Like,
job done. Is what I'm saying.
Great. That's nasty.
I would go with Night Court.
100%. What, dude? That is awesome that you picked Night Court.
Best show ever.
I love Night Court. Okay, but see, you're right along my way of thinking, because Night Court is pretty rewatchable. It's a kind of show that you never
totally
really get sick of watching. Yeah. So I think we all made good choices. Terpsters might be a little more sexual in nature, but sure. Why not?
We'll have our reasons, Scott. I'm not here to say who's right and wrong.
All right, fine.
Well, actually,
good choice by me.
My real answer would probably be The Simpsons, but Night Court.
Right. Simpsons, close Futurama.
Simpsons of Night Court. Like, they
give me both of those. Give me 20 years of Simpsons and the 9 years or 10 years of Futurama, and I'd be a pretty happy guy.
The Simpsons is still so good, man.
It is. People don't think so, but they're
wrong. Yeah, how come everybody I know doesn't watch it anymore?
Because it's been on so TV. Long, dude. It's been on so long.
But it's still on, and it's doing fine. So there are people watching it.
I agree. It's a fallacy that the show sucks. It's a fallacy.
So good.
It's so good. It's great.
Still good.
Yep.
As good.
Halloween episode I just saw was fantastic. I finally caught up to it and saw it, and it was great. All right, moving on. Oh, no, I haven't done the first one yet. Here you go. Why don't you just limit accounts to one single character if you just don't want to support alts?
Oh, weighted question.
That's the tone of voice.
I love these. Greg says we like alts, but we get pressure from players who seemingly want to do content once and then have all their alts ready to raid.
I think you should do Greg's voice in the, like, annoyed
in the annoyed
type
way.
Of voice as well. Yeah,
we like alts.
Like, we like alts. Just get pressure from you guys.
It all sounds like this.
Horde side.
That's all I can hear.
Love Dungeon.
Or Love Dungeon. Yeah.
Love Dungeon.
Let's see. Devil's Advocate. What's wrong with that? You believe questing is important? Them what is important? What? Them less so favoring other activities. I think he spelled that all wrong. Probably autocorrected himself into a hole. Greg says, players originally made alts because they wanted to experience other characters. They wanted to actually play them. There is some level of alt speed up in that that is appropriate, but we are hesitant to ever take too much of the play them away. In other words, play your characters. That's why you want them.
Well, do you think it could possibly work that if you got one character to 90, you could just instantly have all the other characters at 90?
No.
There's no way that would ever work.
No, that doesn't work at all.
You got to actually learn how to play the class.
Or buy them. I think they're still I think Terpster's right. Said a couple weeks ago, there'll probably be a way to buy a boost.
Oh, well,
probably. But still, I think you boost to 90, not like when the level cap is 100, you boost to 90.
Oh, that's true. You still have to do that. Yeah, you're right.
You still have to play those 10 levels.
I think the balance of trying to strike there. I think that's how they get people to play their characters.
Yeah. Like if you could buy an 85 right now, that's fine.
That'd be fine.
You can.
Actually, they should let you do it now.
Yeah, why not?
Because then you're prepared for when things... I feel like you get a lot of players in now that you're not getting.
Yeah.
With the success of Warlock Greenfire quest chain, are you planning to add quest chains for other classes? Says, if and when it makes sense, we like the feature overall, but we don't want it to become too formulaic.
I want a Hunter Quest.
Didn't we already have ours? We had ours, didn't we?
Yeah, way back when in vanilla.
Like,
vanilla.
Yeah, forever ago. But, yeah.
But then we never did, and now we don't need staffs.
I think, I was chatting to one of the Quest guys at BlizzCon about this, and I can't remember it very well because I was very drunk at the time. But I was saying what was brilliant about it is it was literally like the Quest chain taught you how to play a hunter. It taught you about jump shotting and you know, kind of just like how to kind of feign and trap and do all of these different skills that as a hunter you don't necessarily possess through just playing the game and leveling.
Although now you don't have to do any of that. You just do whatever.
But exactly. But it kind of feels like I like the idea of them bringing in like these really kind of like hard as nails, really tough class specific content that is tailored specifically around using your class and using your cooldowns and your abilities, you know, to a really effective manner to teach you how to play better. Mm. And I would love to see them invest like almost like a whole content patch. I'd be quite happy with like a sort of not a training grounds thing, but something that did enable you to be like, okay, this is like super MLG, how to play your class. And it's not, obviously, it's just like, you know, just doing it well. But I think it'd be really helpful for people. And it'd be like, you know, you kind of get taken through, they gradually introduce more mechanics. But this might be what we see with the paid accounts, because they said you're going to have like a Death Knight type starting zone experience where they slowly drip feed your skills and abilities back to you.
Yep.
That maybe that's what they're going to do with that. And that in essence, we're going to have, you know, 10 different class quests or class experiences where they're going to start, you know, implementing more of those abilities.
Yeah. Well, all this stuff is fine in terms of boosting. I don't have a problem with any of this stuff. And I think they have opportunities to do some cool things here, but I just think the idea that you, that automatically in the future, the way WoW will work is that you just eliminate all previous content is not ever going to happen. That seems crazy to me.
And it's not, it's not fun for, like, I don't know.
As a default, I mean. You will always get to play this stuff. Will there come a day where you can boost 5 new characters? Probably.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's still going to be there.
Yeah.
Right? They're not just going to wall it
off. I don't understand who these people are who just want, like, free high-level characters. Like, when has that ever been a thing?
When is it fun, either?
When has that ever been a thing? Like, here's a high level character. Like, this is the first time I've ever heard of it. Like, here.
Now, starting at 90, I'm down with that.
That's pretty good.
I'm down with that. But saying, like, there are people who want to go all the way and say, just give me 100 right now.
You want more? You want more than that?
Yeah.
I don't know what you want.
Yeah. We don't even know you anymore.
Who are you?
Who are you? Okay. That's it for that. Let's dive straight into some phone calls here.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
Oh, laugh all you want. It's the town crier. We take your calls. We do your emails. Call us 206-202-3969. Leave us a voicemail. Play right here on the show. Keep them short and interesting. That's the best way to get them on. Or you can email us, theinstance@gmail.com. All of this brought to you by typefrag.com, the best Ventrilo and Mumble servers that money can buy. We use a Mumble server now in our FlexRaid group, and it works great. It's fantastic. We listen to music. We talk. We laugh. We have a great time. Lag is at a minimum, and we have like 25 people in there, so go check them out. Typefrag.com is the place. All right, let's do some calls. We got one here from someone asking about their Worgen and their Goblin and what they can expect. Wait, I have that in the wrong order, so I'll play it here.
Hey, Scott, Dills, Terpster. This is Keith from New Orleans. We met at the live taping of The Instance. My question is on the question you guys brought up about the new level 390s going straight to level 90 in Warlords. What will be available for Goblins, Pandas, and Worgens? Will we have to go through the starting area? Will we be able to skip that and go straight to level 90 without doing the first 10 levels? Love the show.
It'll be like every other character, every other
race. Yeah, you just skip it. Yeah, exactly. You won't do your starting
zone.
But
like Terps was saying, it's like that new kind of version of starting zone.
So, oh, right.
No, yeah, the Death Knight style, which I think is a good way to hand off a new character like that. Because, you know, when you get handed off this level 55, it's like, well, you should already have a lot of skills.
Yeah, and you did. But the way they did that, You know what? They really handled that pretty well. You forget that, how that first bit happened. Yeah, that was awesome. And it was
another Death Knight right now.
Some of their great phasing stuff and the Lich King you had to deal with and talk to. And it was really cool.
Say, new Death Knight, could you fetch me some copper ore?
I'll just do that as soon as I've left, Arthas. I'm just going to go to Stormwind to get apples thrown at me. And then I'm going to go around Elwynn and pick up some Peace Bloom as well.
You've been around Lewis too long.
That was the worst thing about being a Death Knight. Is like coming out of it, and they've said like, oh, we're not sure what we're gonna do about professions. I'll tell you what you have to do about professions, just give us level 90 max professions and don't ruin that for us, because there is nothing worse than rolling a Death Knight and then having to go and pick Peace Bloom. Not cool,
back in some level 10 area. Ugh, rough business. So that's your answer. Worgens and Goblins, same thing. They'll boost just like everybody else. It's just like starting your undead and, you know, near Brill or whatever the hell that's called over there. You won't have to do that anymore either.
Except gnomes. Gnomes will be totally different.
Don't even
get it. It's always very different.
Gnomes get kicked into 90, right? Boots them all the way to 90.
Punted right into 90.
Yeah, every Tauren has to, as part of their level 90 achievement quest type thing, they have to punt some gnomes. It's like a daily quest.
It's their green fire equivalent.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Good luck to those guys. Here's a question about what would we want back if we could.
Hi, guys. I'm a relatively new listener, Phylum from Uther, Portside. What's the one ability that Blizzard dynamically changed from each class that you think you'd like to see back?
In other words, no more arrows, hunters, no more soul shard, whatever the business that was, all that kind of stuff. Do you have any of those things that...
Hunters not having melee weapons, because I kind of miss them ninjuring everything. It was almost like it kind of felt like that was
everything's a hunter
part
weapon.
Of the game. Everything was a hunter weapon. Now, it's just not the same, really.
We can't even equip them. We still have that slot, too. We still have that second slot.
I liked how that stuff looked, you know? Having a couple of big axes hanging off your waist.
I really
cool.
like to, the fist weapons. I used to always bust out my fist weapons from Naxxramas.
Yeah, those were cool.
So good.
I liked a good stave. I like to whip that off my back and wave it around. I mean, there were
advantages. I like to wave my stave around from time to time.
Whip it out and wave it. I get why all that was changed and stuff, but I do miss some of those things. They're mostly cosmetic. I would have said I missed the quiver, but apparently that's coming back, so we'll get back.
I don't know exactly, because I prefer warlocks now. I like warlocks. Yeah. I like them.
Yeah. So much before, right? That was kind of a late... You're happy with where they are now, but not so much earlier.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think I like the change. I didn't like having a soul bag filled with shards and stuff.
Yeah, that was so stupid.
It felt unnecessary.
And then you have to go farm them. You have to be like, okay, I can't do anything anymore.
Guys.
I'll be back in a little bit. Yeah. I'll find something that's
not great.
Can
someone summon me back? And then I will summon everyone else. I don't know.
Yeah. I know I'm the warlock, but can someone else summon me, please?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That was funky. I'm trying to think. I know there are other. I've heard others complain about other things, but I'm sure every class has certain things that we were just sort of nostalgic for, or, you know, wish would come back or whatever.
I miss the days when paladins couldn't kill anything.
Yeah, remember those days when they were just utter shite.
It's like, wait, what are you, a ret paladin?
Yeah,
really.
Back, okay. On the next, arrow, please. on the no arrows thing, part of me misses the meticulous sort of management of it, like. Oh, I need to have these arrows, and by extension, also that other thing where I had to keep Henry happy and feed him, and, you know, all these things being gone now, I don't miss the drudgery that they became, but I kind of miss the idea of them, and that's hard to explain. And it
nostalgia. That's all it is.
That's Scott. All it is. But the Henry thing, like the pet thing, keeping him happy. There was something to that, you know.
That linked you a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a little bit like. I don't know. I can't think of a good reason. But I think the problem with nostalgia is that even nostalgia isn't as good as it used to be. That's what I'm finding.
I used to love nostalgia.
I think older, you know, back in the day, there's some really nostalgic moments I had, whereas now less so.
You're a hipster nostalgist. I used to be nostalgic when it was cool.
Yeah.
I used to be nostalgic. Here's one. Garrisons and whether or not they will destroy economies.
Hey, guys. I had a question for you about the economy after the garrison feature comes in. Do you think that with the introduction of going out and getting gear by your minions or your townspeople, or even getting materials, that is somehow going to mess with and maybe drive down the price of a lot of different materials and or leveling gear?
Yes, don't you think? Of course. Yeah, not maybe to. Not ruin things, but it'll definitely affect it.
Well, it's going to alter like what's valued, you know.
Yeah.
Those types of things will be less valued because they're easier to make. But yeah, like that's fine.
Wood.
It's part of the deal.
Or I don't know what else is there besides wood.
It's stone.
Stone. Some wood and stone. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those, makes
are,
sense.
Those are going to go way down in the auction house where they currently really don't reside.
Man, and wood and stone are so expensive now. You know? Right? I'm really looking forward to when they become a lot cheaper.
Always getting screwed by the wood and stone guy.
Yeah.
Worst.
No, I mean, it's true that it's going to mess with the economy, but in the same way that, like, right now, like, if you were trying to buy the carrots, mm-hmm. like, why would you ever buy carrots?
Yeah.
I farm them.
Yeah,
you you're going to farm them. So,
think of it that way. These are self-sufficiencies that will make them not really be a thing you'd need in the auction house anyway.
Yeah.
So you'd still have to go to the AC for things you need or the AH for things you'd need.
It doesn't mean that there won't still be, like, plenty of things on the market that are going to be...
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Someone just brought up fishing in the chat room, and that's a good point. Like, fish is something that, like, kind of always will be up there because fishing sucks so much to do.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Rather than do it, people would just rather buy them. Mm-hmm.
Or have a fishing pond that's just like a autumn, you know, like a fishery. A
oh, my God, garrison fishing.
Dude, have other dudes stand in there catching fish for you all day.
Wow.
See? Okay. Look, dude. I've just blown everyone's mind.
That'd be good. Yeah. I like that. Please. Done. Like
yeah.
It's leveling up my professions for me.
Some people are claiming that this whole idea is stolen from the Old Republic minion system.
Kind of. I mean, kind of. It's similar. You think similar. So?
There is some similar things going on.
Yeah, having like stuff get crafted while you're not there.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind having someone palling around with me to be a tank or something too.
But I liked that, man. I really liked that.
Yeah, that was a good system.
What are you talking about, Scott? You're a hunter. You already have that.
That was
you
one. That's true. I do.
With you being a tank.
I do, but I want like a, I don't know, an orc child who can be my ward.
You want an orc child.
You literally want your own little kind of thrall. You get to be Admiral Proudmore.
Yes.
And well, what was it? No, Black Hand. Who was the guy? Black. I forget. Whoever the kind of evil guy was. Anyway, you've got your own little thrall and you're just like, yeah, you're gonna fight for me, do stuff for me, run off with my daughter,
one
you know,
day,
the normal stuff.
One day rebel and kill, try to kill me. Yeah, looking forward to it. Finally, what do we do outside the game?
Hey Scott, Dills, and Terpster, this is Decay, a undead shadow priest on Nordris Hill. You know, we often hear what you guys like to do in game, but I would love to hear what you guys like to do when you're not playing WoW. What do you guys like to do outside of the game?
Play other video games.
Not playing WoW? What is that?
What? Playing Hearthstone. That's what that is for you.
Yeah, you play Hearthstone.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I mean, games. It's a billion of games.
I think he means like, you know, what do we go out and do on a Saturday night? Terpster goes to pubs. You go play billiards. I go.
Scott, that is offensive and xenophobic.
Is it?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's true, but it's not necessarily true.
He goes down. He's waiting for all this to blow over. Is what he's doing.
Okay,
that's what I'm doing.
I see. Yeah. I don't. I do a lot of family stuff. A lot of stuff with the kids and things on the weekends with them. And
Scott actually has like
family life. You know,
responsibilities, like
real life.
Sure, yeah. Stuff like that. Terpster's about to. You know, he's hitching the post coming up soon here.
Exactly. And, I'm always just busy getting hitched.
Yeah.
You know,
constantly.
If I'm not playing WoW, I'm getting married. Those are the two things I do.
But I'm a big believer in a big balanced experience. You know, like you have just enough WoW, you have just enough Link Between Worlds, you have just enough time with the dog, you have just enough time with wife and kids, you have just enough time with the whatever.
And if there's time, some time with the wife and kids.
Yeah. Like, exactly. That wasn't really a priority list, but yes.
Pace it out.
WoW, Zelda, and then the kids and the wife. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Good job, everybody. Keep your calls coming in. They're always amazing. No emails this week because that was plenty of calls.
I've had a new thing to drop the
What's
week
that?
As well.
What's that? Check the new drop of the week? Oh, okay. Well, hold on. Let's play that.
The drop of the week.
This drop of the week brought to you by a couple of things. First,
Horde Side.
Tom Merritt for his fantastic work in and around the Twit Network, which he will no longer be a part of as of the end of December. And we're sad to hear it, but we know he'll do amazing things after that. And he's a great friend of the show. Also, by Squarespace.com. So check this out. Dills is sitting around going, look, my favorite card in my Hearthstone deck is that dude that does this thing. And he's great. And I want to make an entire website dedicated to that dude. And I want to put pictures of that dude up there, my own like custom sort of fan art of him. And I'm going to put some fan fiction up there. And I'm going to sell trinkets that are all about my devotion to this card.
The Raid Leader.
The Raid Leader. Yeah. There you go.
My favorite card.
Does he have taunt?
No.
He's very good if you're a shaman, I find, with all the totems. All of a sudden, you've got like all these cool... He's good. He's really good.
All the time. Is he terrible all the time? No.
He's good.
His leader always sucks.
He is the worst.
That's what we've learned. Well, let's say...
That's what he says.
Let's say this website's even just a parody site. Well, no problem. Go to squarespace.com. You set up a free account. No credit card required. You try it out. You see if you like it. And if you do, we're going to save you some money. For 25% off your new account, use the code WOW11. Or sorry, WOW12. Pardon me. WOW12. And that will save you because we are in the 12th month, aren't we?
We're in the 12th month of Christmas.
25% off at squarespace.com.
Not bad.
And we appreciate their support. All right, we got two things here. Number one, back to Draenor.
Now, you said in the notes here, do the beginning sounds like me. It doesn't.
He sounds okay. Just like you. So here it is. I'm going to play a little bit of it, and you can be the judge at home. Does this guy sound... It doesn't sound like you, but it sounds like you doing that kid voice you always do, where you go, oh, Mr. Metzen, I was wondering that one you do. That's
really?
What it sounds like.
I don't know if it does. I don't think so.
All right, here it is. I'm going to play it. Here you go. Just a little taste. Hang on. It's a video. It's a machine.
Wait a minute. Garrosh, are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
If my calculations are correct, when this baby hits patch 6.0, you're going to see some serious
I'm going to get in big trouble if they find out I live.
That's totally you, dude. That voice. That little speaker voice.
Yeah, maybe.
Mr. Metzen.
Hang on a second, Doc. Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
I don't know why your Marty McFly lives in Alabama, but sure.
That's where he lives. That's where he's from. Okay. Have you not seen the film?
No, I haven't. Apparently, I watched the wrong movie.
Oh, it's good. We got a different one in England. That's what it is. Oh,
okay. Back to Draenor. We'll link it in the show notes. It's a machinima that I just got a big kick out of. And a lot of times I like the shorter ones, little short and sweet ones. This one's pretty short and it's pretty funny. Check it out on YouTube. You can just search for Back to Draenor. Or like I said, we'll put it in the show notes. And then you've got something added on here. What is this?
This is Blizzard gives their employees Christmas gifts every year to make us all envious.
Yeah.
And this year's one is just absolutely unbelievably cool. They've got like this Hearthstone, this physical Hearthstone in a holder. It looks very, 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 very cool. It's obviously celebrating Hearthstone being awesomely announced and released.
I want one of those so bad.
Exactly. All right. And the thing is, the only way you can get one is by already having a job at Blizzard. What would be interesting to know is whether or not Greg has stayed long enough to get one. You would hope he has.
I hope so.
I would have expected that to be part of the discussion. Guys, I'm sorry, I'm leaving. Yes, I still want the Christmas gift. You've already made it, so I'm going to take it with me. I think it would be pretty cool.
Oh, I love it. I'm just looking at this thing kind of freaking out a little bit.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's very awesome. Cool. So I guess you have to check the website out. Or it was tweeted out by Nick Carpenter. So you can follow him at Fubar Nick.
Fubar Nick, yeah.
And he's the VP of Art and Cinematic Development at Blizzard. He is.
Does that thing glow or is it not? Is
the blue? I wouldn't be surprised if something happened, you know. In all fairness, I mean, Nick Carpenter has worked with them all on the orc statue and all the cool stuff you see coming out of Blizzard in terms of physical statues and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Nick's always got a hand in it. So very, 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 very cool. Oh,
that's a great, I'm glad you added in. That's awesome. I want one super bad. All right.
Never get one, Scott. You can never get one.
I'll never have one. All right, fine.
Never have one, which makes you want it more.
I want it even more. Someone will show up on eBay, some disgruntled employee or something.
Well, I don't know. I heard Ghostcrawler's just left.
Oh,
so.
Can't get much more disgruntled than that.
Exactly. They took his name.
Love Dungeon.
Horde side.
All right. Let's get out of here. We're done. Thanks, GameTimeZone.com. Use the code Warcraft at checkout over there for 5% off your next set of game time at GameTimeZone.com. Terpster, you got anything pimpable? Something you want to
Yes. know? So at the moment, we're doing this big, big, big charity drive. So if you haven't seen it already, head on over to humblebundle.com/yogscast, where you can pick up some amazing games and help charity whilst you're doing it. So we've got a whole pack of stuff. We've got Sonic All-Star Racing Transformed. Also today we announced a Simon Honeydew DLC character for Sonic All-Star Racing Transformed as well.
Shut up.
So you can play as Simon and race against Sonic.
What's his car?
His car is a corgi made mainly of cardboard and wood. And then his plane is a pig. And his boat is like a Viking dwarven ship with a dragon on the front.
You've
it's very cool.
You've got to be kidding me.
We've also then got Chivalry, Medieval Warfare, great game. Yeah. Torchlight, the original one, classic. Mm-hmm. Shank 2, great fun. Magicka Wizard Wars, early access. Yeah. Napoleon Total War, a War of the Vikings hat, and a TF2 Heart of Gold item. And it all goes to help fantastic charity stuff. So that's humblebundle.com/yogscast. You should definitely support it if you can.
By the way, those Sonic Racing games, way better than you think they are.
So good. Yeah. Such game.
Yeah,
such
I put them on game. Par with like recent Mario so, stuff. Really,
so,
really
it's
good.
A free weekend this moment, this weekend. Yeah. So if you have a PC and Steam, it literally costs you nothing. Download it, try it, race it, you'll love it. For I think it's £3, I think $5. Yeah. You can get the Simon DLC. And like I said, all that money actually goes to a charity called Special Effects. Which help disabled people play games.
Nice.
With eye tracking software, modified controllers, a lot of great stuff that really allows people to enjoy and experience these things that we love so much. Mm. So
fantastic,
definitely,
man!
Definitely do it if you can. So yes,
doing
please.
Good in the world—that's awesome. Yes. Dills, what good are you doing in the world?
I'm not doing any good at all.
Yeah. Well, tell us about that. You got an awesome interview up on the Angry Chicken.
Oh, yeah, we had Ben Brode, designer. One of the lead designers.
Voice
over
of
there
God
at,
also at Blizzard. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the lead designers over there at the Hearthstone team. So that was on the last episode of The Angry Chicken. There's a video up and they linked it on MMO Champion and Hearthpwn. So it's pretty easy to find now.
That's great.
Doing that, streaming Willie Dills SF on Twitch.
Yep.
Come on in. Yep. And I have already done a few of my training sessions with some of the donors, and they went really well.
Nice.
So far, I haven't coached anybody to a loss yet.
Amazing. You can help me.
Yeah.
You can help me.
Well, first piece of advice, take out the Raid Leader out of all of your decks.
Take that card out.
Take it out.
Really?
Yep.
What terrible.
What would put in place of it?
Anything else. Anything else.
Any other card. Yeah.
Actually, if you're talking three drop, Shattered Sun Cleric is
really?
Pretty good.
Is that the one that gives the +1?
Yep.
Is that the one?
An accidental five of spades that slipped into your deck by accident would be better than the Raid Leader.
Really?
Yep. Raid Leader is terrible.
Yeah. Raid Leader is really good, though. Everyone always tries not. To kill him. He's like he's like a taunt.
They try to kill him, but the problem is it's really easy to kill him.
yeah, but it's good.
He's a 2/2 for three.
He's
Terpster.
A 2/2 taunt.
It's a 2/2 for three.
He'll get buffed one day.
If you're spending three mana, get a 3/3 out of it at least.
He'll get buffed one day and you can revisit this. well, awesome. That's all good all around, everybody. Lots of stuff happening in and around the network as well. So keep your eyes on frogpants.com for all kinds of cool announcements. There's a cool book right now that Tom Merritt and I are doing that you can get every month, a Kindle single about the history of tech. So that's something you can check out. All of that at frogpants.com. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter. Instant Show for the show. Scott Johnson for me. Willie Dills for Dills. And _T for Terpster. Find more great stuff at frogpants.com. It's going to do it for us. For me, for Dills, and for Terpster. We'll see you next time.
Meow.
Friends, welcome back to Reputation Boost, helping you gain that all-important reputation in the World of Warcraft. This week, you'll be getting a 2-for-1 as we take a look at both the Kurani and the Magar. Both of these Burning Crusade factions are centered in the zone of Nagrand, with the Kurani, Friends of the Alliance, in the southern city of Talar, and the Orcs of the Magar found towards the northeast end of the zone in a place called Garadar. No matter which faction you're affiliated with, you will eventually run out of quests before reaching exalted status. When this happens, you'll end up having to resort to killing enemies and running repeatable quests to boost your reputation. Each faction does have a repeatable quest, though, to obtain obsidian warbeads from the Ogres of Nagrand and turning them into your faction's hub. It seems they drop about 45% of the time on average, but depending on how much free time you have, you could grind this reputation in a matter of days or less. Earning exalted status will grant you the ability to purchase one of the more popular ground mounts in the game, the Talbuk, as well as giving you the achievement Oh My Kurani or Magar of Draenor. For more tips and a detailed explanation, follow us at repboost.blogspot.com. If you would like to suggest a reputation for the show, drop us a comment. See you next week with another tip. And until next time, happy Thanksgiving. This is Frosty, and may the light be with you.
Azeroth stunned by resignation announcement. It's the overly dramatic news. I'm Hunts the Wind. Former war chief and current leader of the Earthen Ring Thrall surprised Horde and Alliance alike today when he announced that he was resigning his post to pursue what he termed an opportunity outside of Azeroth. Reaction from both sides was mixed. Garrosh Hellscream was quoted as saying, "Good riddance, he was never going to be a part of my new Horde." Lady Janna Proudmoore issued a statement lamenting, "The Thrall I knew left long ago." Geez, she's not bitter. King Varian Rin offered, "While Thrall and I have had our differences, he always conducted himself with honor. I wish him well in his future endeavors." And Chen Stormstout simply asked, "Has anyone called dibs on Thrall's beer cellar?" Speculation of what opportunity Thrall is pursuing has been rampant. One theory is that he has been offered the color commentator position on Twitch TV's upcoming Monday Night Hearthstone show. Others assert that Agra is insisting the family move to the planet Kerbal to enroll their son in its prestigious astronautics program. And some, noting an upswing in Thrall's use of his Ancestry.com account, suspect he's about to go on a genealogical research trip. Whatever his plans, ODN would like to take this opportunity to thank Thrall for his years of service and dedication to the whole of Azeroth. At the risk of infringing on Miss Mulgrew's trademark phrase, Akka Magosh, Thrall. Akka Magosh. Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
What up, everybody? Welcome to the Mosh Pit. I'm your host, Nick Ozick, and we're going to make sure your garrisons rock. Now, the thing to remember about garrisons, they're not going to be out for several months because Warlords of Draenor isn't going to be out for several months. We know this, so really, what exactly am I doing here? Well, eventually this will be a player segment where we give sort of advice, tips, whatever for garrisons, but in the meantime, this is going to be a cheap excuse to give suggestions to Blizzard, as well as answer whatever questions you may have. So today I'm going to make this a suggestion segment, and I'm going to take something that I saw off of the Big Bear Butt Blogger's blog. Wow, that's hard to say. You can follow him at www.thebigbearbutt.com. His idea was to have class-specific buildings. Specifically, if you're a mage, you have a mage tower. If you're a priest, you have a place to pray. I like this idea, and I can see this even be taken a step further. I can see this where if you're building your garrison as, say, a monk, you have a monastery, and you build up your monastery. Whereas if you're a priest, you build up your church, for instance, stuff like that. It'd be a great way to make these unique to your character, as well as make each one different, so that if I'm visiting one person versus another, I'm not seeing the same sort of building shapes. I'm seeing a different thing in each one. I like this idea, personally. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can do so at AngerFork. Thank you so much. Until next time, rock on.
Epic diapers.
It's Six, back to talk to you about cheap-ass fast leveling. Blizzard has a pretty sexy sale going on right now, and if you've ever thought about getting alts up to 80 or 85 quickly and cheaply, or just thought about fooling around with dual boxing, now's the time to give it a try. The Battle Chest is only $4.99. This gives you every expansion through Cataclysm, and you get 30 days of free game time, which in itself is a $15 value. After laying down a measly $5, send your second account a recruit friend invitation through the in-game menu. I'd suggest dual boxing with the same class for simplicity, but that's up to you. Next, group up your new level 1s and start questing up to level 80 with your triple experience, and as an FYI, heirloom experience boosts stack as well. Dual boxing to 80 is easily accomplished in less than 20 hours of gameplay, and if you do that within your free month of game time, try as many pairs as possible before your 30 days expire. Then you can transfer your new level 80 over to your main account if you don't want to keep two accounts active, or you can let the account go dormant and wait for a transfer service sale, as it is a steep $25 normally. But before you do that, be sure you grant levels from your new account to your low-level toons on your old account. Until then, have fun dual boxing alts. Of course, it is the holiday season, so you could always buy this for your significant other, so that now the both of you can fight over who gets to put the kids to bed on raid night. You can follow me on Twitter at EpicDiapers, or check out my blog at EpicDiapers.com.
And remember, it's hard to balance the pew-pew with the poo-poo.
Hey everybody, this is Amy Jade.
This is Silk.
This is Kevin.
This is Kim.
This is Seraphis.
This is Hathor.
This is Epic Insanity.
This is Jules.
This is Matthew Rossi.
This is Upsonic, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Hend and Rob.
Well, you're not, but you could be, as we're back after taking a break for Thanksgiving. It just happened to be the month and a half between the Canadian and U.S. version of the holiday. Anyways, please join us live on Tuesday, December 3rd at 9 p.m. Mountain as we talk with Skulnik from Warcraft Less Traveled. You can find all the details and show links on thetrainingdummies.com.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo-woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo-woo!
Welcome to Science of Warcraft. This week, connecting to alternate timelines. While the theory of alternate timelines has been around for a long time, we have little true understanding of its place in physics. Primarily, how can we explore those alternate timelines that's now at the heart of Warlords of Draenor? Since there seems to be very few theories on how to do so, I decided to put up my own. One possible idea is that each of these timelines exist within its own super universe, a dimension from which you could observe all timelines. If there is a place that one can travel to, one can also manipulate that space as well. That is why we can use the dark portal to travel to this alternate Draenor. It's using the same wormhole physics as we did to travel to Outland. We bent the space between the two timelines to create a new wormhole. Send your own thoughts on this topic to scienceofwarcraft@gmail.com, and always remember that the world has much more depth than you realize.
Thrumka, and welcome to Ask Miss Mulgra, your source on matters of etiquette in Azeroth. Today's question is, whatever will we do without Ghostcrawler to watch over us? All right, I will admit that I am confused. I have heard of the legend of Ghostcrawler, the spirit beast crab, though I have also heard some silly rumor that he is really a human. Now, if he is a human, you need not worry, because I would not trust a human to watch over anything. Except maybe that Jaina Proudmoore. She is one badass mage. But it is rumored that Ghostcrawler the Crab sometimes haunts the abandoned reef, phasing in and out of existence as he scuttles along, luring unsuspecting hunters and paladins to their doom and a good whack between the eyes with a nerf bat. I do not think you need to worry. If this Ghostcrawler really exists, my bet is that he will train someone else in the fine art of nerf batting before he stealths for good. I am Miss Mulgra, and that is my advice. Akamagosh! Follow at Miss Mulgra on Twitter, or listen to previous episodes at missmulgra.com. Props and best wishes to Greg Ghostcrawler Street in his future endeavors.
Is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.